Kenny up next, St Patrick's Athletic, the visitors to McGinn. They haven't had the best of Stars Steelers season, but you won't be taking that for granted.
Definitely not. I was watching them beating Shamrock Rovers, a great performance, and you know the qualities that they have, and very, very dangerous team, and they play good football. They build it out from the back. I think them and ourselves are the two teams that are consistent in that, and we want to play properly, and we want to entertain our home supporters and give them something to be proud of. We haven't achieved that this season yet, but we will do, and we're getting there, and everybody's supportive to what we're doing.
Because you're going to end your third game within a week, how do you prepare the players for three games within a week? Do you do anything differently?
You have to, obviously, you can't work as hard in such a volume between the games, so there's a wee bit of a step back from that, obviously. But we're looking at being more tactical in how we approach and have the performance within the team to know what their job is and go and do it properly and do it professionally. We're always talking like that. Those are the words we use, to be professional and approach each game and its merits and work to try and beat the opponent. We'll always try to win the game. We try to make the game. You know, we don't go and defend, so we must go and try and make the game.
Of course, you brought Barry McNamee back into the squad on Tuesday night. How important was it to get Barry back into the team?
Very important. He's a very important player to us. He's one of our top players, so yeah, he's important, okay, yeah, definitely.
Because you've had a list of injuries from the start of the season. Can we expect any other of those injured players back into the team?
We're hoping to get Roland back in the team and Aaron McAniff very soon, Rory Holden very soon. You know, these are key players to us, and if we can get them back, it gives us a better chance.
Thank you, Kenny.